Now let's take the next case study. A Moonfields Eye Hospital needed to analyze 5,000 optical coherence tomography or OCT scans per week to diagnose eye condition. The Moonfields collaborated with DeepMind to develop an AI tool that could detect over 50 eye diseases from retinal scans with the high accuracy. Now, this AI technology, this adaptation of AI technology led to early detection of the disease. So the AI tool provided clinical advice and recommendation with 94% of accuracy. It helped in early detection of eye diseases. Its predictive analytics model successfully predicted disease progression, allowing for timely intervention. The efficiency totally improved. The tool reduced the time required for manual analytics, improving the diagnostic processes. So here in this case, we see how an AI adaptation, clinical adaptation, improved the efficiency in early detection by early detecting the disease, by monitoring the progression of the disease, and by, you know, collecting the data, reducing the time required for manual analytics, and improving the clinical outcomes overall. So now let's go ahead and talk about healthcare revenue cycle management. The healthcare sector in India is undergoing a sizable transformation. Yes, we have seen this in a previous slide. We have spoken about it. We have spoken about, you know, the predicted growth in 2032, which is much more higher. So we are seeing a sizable transformation. The demographics, the changing in demographic, cash credit patients ratio, and the tariff structures, the decreasing in average revenue per occupied bed, and increasing pressure on healthcare providers to improve patient care while simultaneously lowering the cost. Yes, there has been a competition now that you have to ensure that you provide quality service to the patient, timely quality service at a lower cost. Revenue cycle management, therefore, is very crucial in healthcare providers. It is defined as the practice a hospital designs and implements to bill, track, and collect incoming payments in order to maximize both the amount of patient revenue and the speed of patient revenue collection. RCM is dynamic in nature, with timely submission of claims, claim accuracy playing a significant role in not limiting to credit payers, but also applicable to cash transaction. So by implementing RCM tools, we can actually reduce the errors in the bill. It helps us providing the bill timely to the tax insurance companies or the TPA companies. But not only there, it also helps us in cash patients. So RCM is a healthcare, is very complex, multifaceted process encompassing financial aspects of patient care from the time the patient schedules an appointment, final resolution of the account balance. So RCM is the backbone of healthcare because financial health ensures that providers are accurately and promptly compensated for their services. A well-managed revenue cycle management is crucial for the financial stability, operational efficiency, and patient satisfaction. So Indian healthcare system is characterized by complex interrelation between patients, providers, payers, and regulators. An average hospital may have several different contractual relationships with the third-party payers, each which specifies a different claim protocol and a different set of payment rates for the specific services. Hospital also generally provides some amount of free care to the indigent patients in the form of charity, which may be totally free or may include nominal charges. So hospitals may sometimes incur additional revenue write-offs in the form of bad debt expenses. So when we enable an AI technology or AI enabled RCM, it helps us monitoring all these aspects in, you know, revenue cycle management, where the payer will be different, the amount received for an individual patient may be different for the same services incurred as per the insurance companies or as per the write-offs given to the patients. So challenges in healthcare revenue cycle management are billing and coding errors. Yeah, the complex of medical coding combined with fast-paced nature of healthcare environment often leads to billing and coding errors, which result in claim denials and rejections, delayed payments, compliance risk and potential audits, and revenue leakages. So manual insurance eligibility check, time consuming, often requiring phone calls or navigating multiple insurer websites, prone to human error, leading to inaccurate coverage information. The bottleneck in the patient intake process, a source of frustration for both the staff and the patients. So let's move ahead with few more challenges. Claim denials and rejections. As we spoke before, it is due to the incomplete or inaccurate patient information, coding errors or mismatches, lack of prior authorization, and missed filing deadlines. Slow reimbursement rates include complex payer requirements and policies, manual claim submissions and follow-up processes, high volume of denied or rejected claims requiring rework, inefficient internal workflows, limited visibility in financial performances. So lack of real-time financial data causes difficulty in identifying patterns in revenue cycle management performance, resulting in inability to quickly respond to the changes in payer behavior or internal efficiency. So eventually it disrupts the revenue and the cash flow. Payer management process. The agreement between the healthcare service provider and payer to define the scope of services, mode of payment, credit, period of bill, and amount or the rates of various services and procedures. So it involves all these processes, tenure of the agreement. This document helps in validating all future transactions. So patient management processes, the sub-processing is this will include planned as well as emergency patient admissions and cover tasks such as patient appointment, patient registration, pre-authorization, admission, treatment, and discharge. The process will also include the mode of payment, the GASH, the government scheme or insurance or TPA. Pre-authorization, after the readmission, verifying the document and eligibility, enrollment status, policy coverage, deductibles and serious ailments covered and limits. So whenever a patient comes to a hospital, a billing team approaches him, understands what kind of payment patient is going to pay to the hospital, where if it's a TPA insurance payment, a pre-authorization documents are collected and sent to a TPA company. So then the patient documents are sensitive and need to be stored and accessed securely. The claim preparation and submission starts and the billing must be error-free. It will involve mapping of payer rates with patient services provided. In this case of inconsistencies, the errors, the claims may have to be resubmitted with additional documents as requested by the payer. In case of denial, there may be adjudication involved. So payment follow-up. So once the claim is submitted, we need to follow up for the payment. The tracking the claim status, follow up with the payer till the final settlement of the claims and closure of the processes. Finally, the report is generated, will be generated on the basis of periodicity decided by the management. Now, RCM billing cycle process. Now let's go ahead and understand the whole cycle. We have already spoken about the cash patient, the TPA patient. Now let's understand the billing cycle process in India. Generally, the billing is collected to three sources. One is the cash, one is the government schemes, and third is the insurance. So when we talk about, there will be three different revenue cycles for this three different payment, payment received. One is cash, one is government and the contributory schemes, and third is insurance and TPA revenue cycle management process. So now let us understand individual revenue cycle management starting from the cash payment. So in cash payment, once the patient arrives, the registration is done and initial cash deposit is received. Patient is counseled for an approximate billing or approximate amount required as per his symptoms or the procedures planned. Patient is admitted, a predefined collection is taken at a different interval as per his clinical procedures are going ahead. Finally, a patient is provided a discharge intimation and an interim bill is provided to the patient. After the interim bill, at the time of discharge, a final bill is provided to the patient and the amount is deducted from the previous amount he is paid, and the final bill is collected. Final bill amount is collected from the patient, and the patient is discharged. So let us move to government or contributory revenue cycle management. So here, when the patient arrives, the registration and verification of, you know, his choice or his empanelment is checked, and referral approval letter is received from the patient. Document collection is done relevant to that particular scheme, and then that documents are sent to the government organizations like CGHS for authorization or emergency admission related approvals. Then the patient is intimated for the discharge. The difference of the amount contributed by the government and the original bill is taken from the patient, collected from the patient, and the patient is discharged. Now, let's go ahead and talk about insurance and the TPA cycle. Now, once the patient arrives and registered, he has to provide, he has to mention his TPA or the insurance company details to the billing team, and the billing team collects all the documents regards to the TPA or the insurance details, and then a pre-authorization form is filled and sent to the insurance company for a pre-authorization amount. Patient is later provided, timely approvals are taken from the TPA or the insurance companies, and later the final bill is generated at the time of discharge and sent for a final approval to the TPA and insurance company. And once the bill is approved, if 100% bill is approved, then the patient is discharged directly. If there is a difference of amount, the difference amount is collected from the patient and the patient is then discharged. And later, the follow-up is done with the insurance company to clear the difference of amount, to clear the claimed amount. So now, let's see key aspects of revenue cycle management. It's agreement with the payers. An important first step of revenue cycle management is agreement or memorandum of understanding between the healthcare providers and the payers. Payers such as government, fraud, CGHS, defense establishment. This agreement would define scope of services, tariff, mode of payment, credit period, bill submission protocols, tenure, etc. So, according to those protocols, whenever the patient arrives, the documents are provided, the relevant processes are followed, and this document will help in validating the future transactions. In empanelment, due to the empanelment requirement of major payers like state and central government schemes, the tight control on service rates by the government, hospital try to control average length of stay of the patient in the hospital, carry out only necessary investigations, control consumables and consumption. The usage rationalization helps healthcare provider in lowering the total bill amount. Also, there are chances of overbilling by some staff members, which, if detected by the empaneling agency, may result in loss of reputation, financial levies, and cancellation of empanelment. Bill submission. So, entire credit payment cycle heavily relies on this. It always advised to have dedicated staff, depending on the volume, who will conduct thorough file audit to check file completion status before the submission to the payers, because if the file is incomplete or it does not have all the documents, relevant documentation, the bill can be denied or the amount can be denied. Resolving queries. During an approval process, payer generates query for clarity, which must be replied quickly and accurately. There can be a clinical queries, there can be a queries regarding to the bill or the patient conditions. So whenever such queries are generated by the payer, we have to ensure that we quickly and accurately revert back to them. So lack of expertise and inefficiency in resolution, query resolution, may result in delayed payment or even denial of payment. If a claim is denied, effort should be taken to adjust and resubmit the claim before the appeal deadline. So recovery collection. So RCM team needs to work meticulously by sorting out due for collection, full outstanding, partial outstanding from total outstanding. Doing the regular follow-ups by the dedicated team member will help in getting dues on time and reduce daily sales outstanding. So at the initial point of contact, collect comprehensive patient information, including the personal details, demographic details, contact information, health status, insurance details, using the digital tools to capture this data accurately and securely. accurate data collection minimizes the billing error, claim denials at the later stage. So here, when we talk about data collection, we have to ensure the right demographic details, the right clinical comorbidities are documented in the data, so that later, if any comorbidities are mentioned as a previous history, the claim doesn't get denied. Verification. Confirmation the accuracy of collected information. You have to ensure that you confirm the accuracy of collected information, especially the insurance detail. The real-time verification systems to check the patient's cover, benefits, and pre-authorization requirements. So confirming eligibility and obtaining pre-authorization before providing services clarifies insurance payment responsibility upfront. That reduces the claim rejection and because of issues with cover and subsequent surprises when it comes to the billing. So when we send for pre-authorization or pre-approval of a claim, we get a picture what amount the patient is, can claim for, what is the amount he is eligible for, what are the things which are covered in insurance policy, and once you get an approval from the insurance company, it becomes the payment responsibility of them. And later, if there is any rejection, this reduces the claim rejection later. So basically, there is no surprises at the final billing time. Data integrity, update and validate patient information on regular basis. Any changes in insurance, contact details or medical history should be reflected promptly in the patient records. Inform patients about the registration process, what information they need to provide and why it's important. This ensures that the claims are completed with accurate and up-to-date information. Compliance, reference to all relevant regulations such as patient's privacy law, data security standards to develop a compliant registration process. It prevents legal or regulatory penalties affecting the revenue at later stage. Coding, investing in ongoing education and training of the staff in current coding standards and updates. This maximizes the reimbursement and reduces the likelihood of denied claims. Claim scrubbing. Using automated claim scrubbing tools to detect and correct errors that could lead to denials or delays. Scrubbing claims before submission reduces the number of claims that are denied because of data entry errors. Claim submission, develop a systemic process for submitting complete and accurate claims to the insurance providers in a timely manner. A quick turnaround in claim submission accelerates timely reimbursements. Patient communication. Engage patient early and often about the financial responsibilities. Transparent communication about the cost, billing procedure, payment expectation, co-payment details improves the patient satisfaction and reduces the collection issues or the patient dissatisfaction about the billing policies. Patient invoicing. Patient providing patient with easy to understand bill. That includes the detailed explanation of charges, multiple payment options, payment plans to make it easier for patients to fulfill their financial obligation. This can speed up the collection and reduce outstanding receivables. And finally, the payment processing. Establishing a system and how and when to process payments, post them to the patient accounts and reconcile accounts to ensure that revenue is collected and recorded as quickly as possible. Now, let's go ahead and understand best practices of RCM in claim tracking and denial management. Implement a tracking system for submitting claims, addressing any denials or requests for additional information promptly. Later, analyze the denials and identify any patterns that could have been addressed to reduce occurrence and expedite the appeal process. Customer service. Maintain a knowledgeable and accessible customer service team to handle patients' queries regards to the registration, billing, insurance, reducing patient confusion and addressing concerns help to improve payment compliance and better patient experience. Using technology, considering software and technology solutions that can simplify revenue cycle management processes, reduce manual errors, and provide real-time insights into the revenue cycle. This can help with collecting payments more quickly and freely, free up the valuable resources to spend on other aspects of healthcare operations. Performance monitoring or key performance indicators and metrics on regular basis monitor the health of revenue cycle. Use of these insights make informed decisions and continuous improvement in the hospital services and the policies. Now, suggested guidelines for submitting insurance claims, the claim creation. This includes diagnostic codes and procedural codes. We have to claim scrubbing, which includes claim undergo a thorough review process or auditing, known as scrubbing, to identify and correct any errors or inconsistencies and reduce claim rejections. Claim submission. The claim is submitted in the appropriate insurance company. The insurance company reviews the claims, raises a query if they want further information. Then the query has to be appropriately and timely reverted back. Payment. Insurer decides on the payment amount, which could be full payment, partial payment, or denial. This decision is based on the various factors such as service error, network agreements, and patient's eligibility at the time of service. Payment and explanation benefits. So the insurer issues payment to the healthcare providers accompanied by EOB detailing services covered, amounts paid, and patient responsibility such as deductibles and co-payments. Payment posting. The healthcare provider posts the payment to the patient's account, adjusting against the account balance to reflect the payment and any remaining patient's responsible to pay any further bills. Patient billing. The provider issues a bill to the patient for the remaining unpaid balance. If the claim is denied, the provider reviews the reason for denial and corrects any issues. It may resubmit the claim or appeal the decision. Reporting and analysis. Providers review the claim process on regular basis to identify any trends or common reasons for denials and delays in payment. This data informs process improvement to boost the success rate of the future claims. Now, let's see how AI-powered revenue cycle management helps us in a better management of revenue cycle management. So, let's first take into consideration referral intake automation. Extract relevant information from the referral documents, reducing manual data entry. Route referrals to appropriate department based on the predefined criteria. Real-time tracking of the referral status. Eligibility check automation, where perform real-time checks with the multiple insurers simultaneously. So when a patient claims or provides an TP or insurance documents regards to his claim, it is checked real-time with the insurer about multiple insurance simultaneously. It provides instant, accurate coverage information, including the copays and deductibles. It flags the potential issues or discrepancies in for the review and update patient records automatically. So, automation, claims and denial management automation autonomously identifies claim like to be denied before submission, allowing for proactive correction. So, if it identifies that the claim is going to be rejected, then we can do a preventive or proactive correction where we collect the payment from the patient himself. Then we submitting of claims electronically, reducing the processing time, analyzing the denial patterns like we spoke before, and suggest improvements. So, if a particular there are predictions where a claim can be denied or needs any improvements in the, you know, in the terms, in the billing patterns, it suggests, and that can help us in a better claim approvals. So managed automated appeals processes handled routine denials and freed up staff for the more complex cases. AI powered medical coding analyze clinical notes and suggest appropriate code, improving accuracy and efficiency. It is a continuous learning algorithms that adapt new coding guidelines and organizational practices. Automated coding audits can identify potential errors and compliance issues before submitting the claims. Now, the revenue cycle analytics. Advanced analytics powered by AI provide unprecedented insights into a revenue cycle performance. Real-time dashboards offer a comprehensive view of key performance indicators. Predictive models can forecast revenue and identify potential financial risk. AI-driven analysis can uncover denials, payments, patient patterns, informing strategic decision. Automated reporting tools can generate customized reports for stakeholders from frontline staff to the executive leadership. So basically, then everyone is updated about the information of ongoing revenue cycle of that particular patient. Increased revenue. So reduces the manual efforts. It reduces the claim denials. It enhances the faster reimbursement cycles, improving the cash flow. It identifies and captures missed charging opportunities and more efficiently appeals process for denied claims. More precise, more accurate upfront cost estimate for the patient. So, you know, AI-based technology can help us providing the precise, more accurate cost to the patient, estimate to the patient. It reduces the billing errors, leading to fewer complaints, faster resolution of billing inquiries, more transparent and easy to understand billing statement. So, you know, it helps patient understand the billing statement very well. It improves the communication throughout the revenue cycle. So, benefits of AI-powered revenue cycle management enhances the transparency, reduces the operational cost. So, when I talk about enhancing the transparency, it you know, it gives visibility to key financial metrics and performance indicators, the detailed insight into revenue cycle bottlenecks, and improves the healthcare provider's ability to forecast revenue and plan for economic challenges. It reduces the operational cost by you know, decreasing the need for manual entry and processing and reducing the staff cost for the routine administrative task. So, summarizing how healthcare operational can be efficient with AI, it will help in boosting the healthcare data management, it will help in administrative and operational efficiency, it will help in supply chain optimization, inventory management, asset management, financial management, ERP integration, workforce management, risk management and compliance, fraud detection and prevention, document and contract management. So, throughout the slides in this chapter, we have covered all these points where we have understood how data collection and AI-based tools can help us improve the administrative and operational efficiency, how it can help in revenue cycle management, how it can improve the work task force utilization, or how it can improve automation, you know, fraud detection and prevention. So, enhancing the healthcare operational efficiency with AI can benefit in a long run. It will help us to reduce the errors and the gaps and to provide better services to the patient, better clinical outcomes to the patient, better patient revenue cycle management. Eventually, it will lead to patient satisfaction. Improved satisfaction eventually creating a brand and image of the hospital in a better way. Thank you.